Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Siski. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Keene, who is chasing the ball. Boyd reaches third base with a triple. Gardner scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyd tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Harris scores. Virgil moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virgil tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Bowling covering, for the double play. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Siski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Dell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling moves to third. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Billy O'Dell. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. George Zivarink now pitching. D. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Busby steals second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Gene Woodling now playing left field. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suski is hit by the pitch. Milt Bowling pinch runs for George Suski. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Bowling moves to second. One out. Ken Lehman now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene is walked intentionally. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Tito Francona. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lehman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Foster Castleman pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castleman moves to second. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Ken Lehman. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Castleman moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Lenny Green pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Bill Fisher now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to third for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.